give us a prayer.
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Pray that you're with us as we make decisions. Pray that we're sensitive to your word, sensitive to you and what you have us to do and the decisions that we make. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, you want to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 31st, 2016, 9:01 a.m. We have no public comment. Any commission remarks?
I do concerning the loss of one of the former county employees, Dennis Case, and I think they're having his services tomorrow night is a visitation, and then Tuesday or Wednesday's the funeral.
And that'd be at Welchel's?
That's at Welchel's here, yes.
Yeah.
And Dennis was with the county for 20 some years, and his wife is an employee of the county now, so.
Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 442596 through 442644. There are no warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for October 17, 2016.
Motion for approval of the regular session minutes and the executive session minutes for October 17, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Amherst Road discussion.
Mr. Erickson. You okay?
He didn't hear you.
I said, you okay? You over there giggling. I just didn't know.
Can you see this?
No, I didn't need to see it, but were you going to do some surveying on it? Is that what you...
We have done a survey on Amherst and presented that to you last week. I did take Mike and Sheila over there and showed them the road, basically what we were looking at. And, of course, we had it on the agenda for this morning and find out what you think we might do here. Couple of possibilities. We would have limited room unless we got additional right away at the end. We do have an area previous to the end to make a turnaround that we wouldn't have to acquire additional right away. It will require some rock hammering and that type of thing to get an area big enough to turn a county vehicle and other vehicles around on. There is a structure there that will need to be removed. It's not being used right now. That's that first building I showed you, that garage looking thing. But then there's carports at the end that are, of course, in the right-of-way part of it.
Is that part of the problem with the landowner now, I think that if we go up the road, I don't like the idea that we've got private drive signs and this and that in the location, but if we go up the road to where the road splits and we have some room for a turnaround, I would, I don't know what the process is, I guess we can talk to our attorneys later, but if we cannot go on past that point, then I don't want to provide services to a person that thinks he has a private drive through there. We would try to see if we can, by order of the county commission, vacate that road from our turnaround point on to the end.
Well, that may be that may be a problem in itself, because the only parcel that this gentleman owns is this over here. He doesn't own this or this property up here, and that would limit access to this property here. And I don't know if that... the only thing that makes it difficult about a turnaround here is there is power lines, and them accessing and having access to the power line maintenance might be an issue. There's power line goes right up that platted street here, and so that's going to make it difficult to try to get a turnaround there.
What, Mike? What did you come up with as far as we take those carports down? That's going to be an argument, probably.
And there's a storage shed right here,
and on that end of it. But for an individual, just go in there and go to post and private. Drive signs, the county owes it to the rest of the citizens in the county not to allow that to happen. And so I don't know if, I know if a road is vacated, then land parcels 50-50 split down the middle goes to the two separate owners, but then do they have other access, or those undeveloped that we show on our map?
The other streets that are laid out there were never built yet. They're platted, but they're not built.
Yeah, yes. But what I'm talking about is this way. Give them access this way.
These roads aren't built.
Okay.
That would be the only problem, is all of those roadways haven't been built or platted. But they haven't been built, so.
I think you pull those signs down first of where it says private drive. If we have to send law enforcement up there to help you accomplish that, well, then so be it. I just don't think that we ought to allow somebody to assume that they have a private road that's been paid for by county citizens.
If I remember right, the whole thing that started this was that people go down and they try to back out and then turn into another guy's driveway and then...
Correct. That was the initial problem.
So how is removing private drive signs going to eliminate that problem?
Well, when we first went down there...
obviously, they're going to think they can keep on going, but is there a place to turn around down there?
So now, well, we had a place fixed fairly wide, but there's now carports put there, and so that eliminated us being able to turn around there.
Put in the carports, or do they have to have one?
Do what?
Do they have to have a permit to put in a carport? It's anything over 100 square foot, isn't it?
Required, and they were granted a setback variance for the carports, which there wasn't a survey done previous to that variance being issued. So.
And whose responsibility is it for to verify setbacks? Counties or
P&Z, yes.
So it's planning and zoning's responsibility to make sure the variance is where they say it is?
So, I believe so.
So they should have had a survey done?
It was on there. Bob actually could probably explain that better. I wasn't at that meeting. I don't know when it come up, but that's what he explained to me.
Speak of the devil.
He's here. He might be able to help.
Mr. Atchison.
Put some light
on
this.
We're talking about you. Do you mind? Do you mind coming up? And I know you're here for another issue, but
yeah,
on the Amherst Road. Yes. Are you familiar with that road?
Yes.
So I guess there's two carports. That's. Can you explain it to them so I don't get something wrong?
Correct. Come on.
Show me that.
Now B, P and Z don't allow those variances, do they? Do it's Board of Adjustment that does that, right?
Correct. Correct.
So P and Z board has no authority to do so.
No. Okay. I guess the question is there's two carports built on, is it built on the county right-of-way?
They are built on the county right-of-way.
And they were given a variance by Board of Adjustment, Plan Zoning, whomever, to put those where they're at, correct?
Correct, but they didn't have the survey for information when that was granted.
So whose responsibility is it to get the survey? The county's or the landowner wanting to build the buildings?
My feeling would be that it should have been the landowner. During that public hearing process, the staff actually had a condition that was proposed, that a condition be placed on this variance decision of record, essentially requiring the property owner to obtain a survey prior.
Okay. Everything needs to be look into everything and make sure, but then my opinion is if that's what happened, everything is he pulled out of there at his expense, the landowner's expense.
And it would be my understanding that he would not, that the Board of Adjustment, exactly what you said, that the Board of Adjustment would not have the authority to grant a variance that allowed a structure or structures to be built on the mm-hmm. on the right-of-way. I'm not an attorney, but...
Not on county property.
I agree.
And then the fact that they put up private drive signs, that's just uncalled for. If it's responsibility, let me address the commission. If it's a responsibility, there's roads that haven't been that are platted, that aren't in use, never been developed. That allows entrance to those other two properties that are a concern. We can't cut off entrances to people's property. But if those haven't been developed, might find out from Randy what it would cost to open those up as a base Class 6 road.
But are they taken into the county road system? They're not even built yet. We haven't taken them in.
Well, they're already county roads.
Those are, so it's not just a platted.
The whole plat was dedicated to Taney County, according to Robert Dixon. When this first came up, we talked about this earlier. He provided me a plat that showed that all these roads within that subdivision were county, even though they were not built.
Well, but we get roads dedicated to us all the time. Doesn't mean we start doing maintenance on them.
Right, we're not doing maintenance on them because they don't exist. So
we're not going to go in and build them unless we vote to do. Unless it's petition brought to us and voted on by the commission.
That's what I'm saying. We can't deny access.
No,
we're going to tear the buildings down that's already in existence because there's something.
I don't know that we're going to tear them down. We're probably going to request for them to take them down because they built them.
Or what if they don't do it? Is that turns then, into a legal issue?
Then it turns into a legal issue, and then we talk to our attorney.
Yeah. So, anyway, this thing has turned into a real mess.
Who's the individual? Have you guys talked to him? Danny, have you talked to him?
Nope.
Have you guys talked to him?
I've talked with the gentleman at the end a couple different times. Even we got to visit with him last week. I haven't talked to the other gentleman prior to that in a while, except by phone last conversation.
The one that initially followed the earth came in here during...
Right, he came in during public comment.
And I don't know that he's...
he's just complaining about people turning around in his driveway.